Jeremiah chapter 25. The word that came to Jeremiah concerning all the people of Judah in the fourth year of Jehoiakim, the son of Josiah, king of Judah. It was the same as the first year of Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon. Jeremiah the prophet spoke to all the people of Judah and to all the inhabitants of Jerusalem, saying, For 23 years, from the 13th year of Josiah, the son of Amon, king of Judah, to this day, the word of the Lord has come to me. I have spoken to you repeatedly, but you have not listened. Even though the Lord repeatedly sent to you all his servants, the prophets, you have still not listened or paid attention. They said, Turn now, everyone, from his evil way and from the evil actions, and dwell in the land that the Lord has given to you and to your forefathers forever and forever. Do not go after other gods to serve or worship them, and do not provoke me to anger with the work of your hands, then I will do you no harm. Yet you have not listened to me, says the Lord. You have provoked me to anger with the work of your hands to your own harm. Therefore, this is what the Lord of hosts says, Because you have not listened to my words, I will send and gather all the tribes of the north, says the Lord, led by Nebuchadnezzar, the king of Babylon, my servant, and I will bring them against this land and against its inhabitants and against all the surrounding nations. I will utterly destroy them and make them an object of horror, a hissing ridicule, and a perpetual ruin. Moreover, I will remove from them the voice of laughter and gladness, the voice of the bridegroom and the bride, the sound of the millstones and the night lights of the lamps in their homes. This whole land will become a desolate wasteland, and these nations will serve the king of Babylon for 70 years. When the 70 years are completed, I will punish the king of Babylon and that nation because of their iniquity, says the Lord. I will make the land of the Chaldeans desolate forever. I will bring on that land all my words that I have pronounced against it, everything that is written in this book, which Jeremiah has prophesied against all the nations. For many nations and great kings will enslave them, and I will repay them according to their deeds and according to the work of their hands. For this is what the Lord, the God of Israel, says to me, Take this cup of the wine of wrath from my hand, and make all the nations to whom I send you drink it. They will drink, stagger, and then go crazy, because of the sword that I will send among them. So I took the cup at the Lord's hand, and made all the nations to whom the Lord had sent me drink it. Jerusalem and the cities of Judah, and its kings and officials, to make them a desolation, an object of horror, a hissing ridicule, and a curse, as it is this day. Pharaoh, king of Egypt, his servants and officials, and all his people, along with all the foreigners there, and all the kings of the land of Uz, and all the kings of the Philistines, that is, Ashkelon, Gaza, Ekron, and the remnant of Ashdod, Edom, Moab, and the Ammonites, as well as all the kings of Tyre and Sidon, and the kings of the coastland which is across the sea, Dedan, Tema, and Buz, and all those who are in distant regions, all the kings of Arabia, and all the kings of the various groups that live in the desert, and all the kings of Zimri, Elam, and Media, and all the kings of the north, far and near, one after another, in short, all the kingdoms of the world that are upon the face of the earth. Finally, even the king of Shishak will drink. You will say to them, This is what the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, says. Drink, get drunk, and vomit, then fall and rise no more, because of the sword that I will send among you. But if they refuse to take the cup from your hand to drink, then you will say to them, This is what the Lord of hosts says, You have to drink it. For look, I am beginning to bring disaster on the city that is called by my name. How then can you avoid being punished? You will not be unpunished, for I will call for a sword against all the inhabitants of the earth, says the Lord of hosts. Therefore, prophesy against them all these words, and say to them, The Lord will roar from on high, and utter his voice from his holy habitation. He will roar mightily against his fold. He will give a shout, as they that tread grapes, against all the inhabitants of the earth. A clamor will resound to the ends of the earth. For the Lord has a controversy with the nations. He will enter into judgment with all flesh. As for the wicked, he will give them to the sword, says the Lord. This is what the Lord of hosts says. Look, disaster will spread from nation to nation, and a tremendous storm will arise from the distant regions of the earth. Those slain by the Lord on that day will be from one end of the earth to the other. They will not be grieved over or gathered or buried. They will be like manure spread on the face of the ground. Wail, you shepherds, and cry. Wallow in the ashes, you leaders of the flock, for the days of your slaughter have fully come, and you will fall like precious pottery. The shepherds will have nowhere to flee to, or the leaders of the flocks to escape to. A voice of the cry of the shepherds and the wailing of the leaders of the flock, for the Lord is laying waste their pasture. The peaceable dwellings will be laid waste because of the fierce anger of the Lord. Like a lion he has come out of his lair, for their land is become a wasteland, because of the fierceness of the oppressor's sword, and because of his fierce anger. Jeremiah chapter 25.